Unknown entities watch us from the void. Are they friends or foes? Stay tuned to hear what happens so that you can decide. Emergency call. Darren was a young man working at a bar as a security guard. He had been in this job for several years now, working at various venues all over the city, and today he was working at this particular venue on his own. It was a Sunday, and it was generally quiet on Sundays at this particular bar. Darren estimated that there were probably only 15 or so people at the bar that day, and all of them were in the one downstairs bar area where he could easily see them. The day was going without incident, but after some time he noticed there was a strange and eerie looking man at the bar. To describe him would unfortunately identify him, as he is well known in the area, so I won't go that far. But he was an intimidating person who in the past was known to have underworld connections. The strange man was quite erratic, and soon enough he began to get angry towards other guests at the bar. He was making strange comments to other men at the bar and was physically being intimidating. The bar manager called Darren over and asked him to tell the patron to leave, as she had already warned him about his behaviour, but he had continued being rude. Darren approached the male who towered over him. This man was quite tall and, as mentioned before, was well known in the area. As a result, he was not very welcome anywhere. Darren said, "Excuse me, mate." And before he could finish his sentence, the man replied, "Is there a problem? No? Then get lost." As he lifted his schooner glass as if he was going to hit Darren with it. Darren backed away for a while and tried again to speak to the male after a couple of minutes. This time the man stood up from his chair and slowly walked towards Darren for a little bit, trying to physically intimidate him. Darren thought the man was going to hurt him, and then the man said, "I'm not going anywhere." The man followed Darren, and Darren backed up slowly until he reached a wall. Darren was not planning on running from this man, but as he had that glass raised, ready to hit him, he thought he may have no choice. Not knowing what to do, and knowing that trying to remove the man on his own would be pointless, and even dangerous, he used his two-way radio to contact his boss, who was upstairs in the building in an isolated section. He needed some advice and some help. His boss was physically quite capable of handling this situation on his own, however, he was unavailable at the time. His boss did reply that he'd get down there as soon as possible, though. By this stage, Darren had been constantly backing away from the man, and the man kept following him intimidatingly. His boss then came down the stairs, but just as he did, a group of 8 or 10 police officers came running through the front door. This broke the tension but confused everyone, as the police officers were definitely on a mission. Darren and his boss asked what was wrong, and the police replied that they had received a telephone call from an unknown lady that was frantic. She was crying and screaming over the phone to the police. The female caller apparently told the police that there was a massive fight at that particular bar, so the police rushed over in numbers. Confused, Darren pointed out to the police that there was obviously no fight there, and that they could see the very few people that were sitting there. Still confused by the call, but seeing the opportunity, Darren did ask the police that while they were there, they could assist him in removing the aggressive man. The police asked him to leave, and the man looked at the police like he wanted to spit at them. Very angrily, the man walked away from the police and left the bar without incident. At the end of his shift, Darren checked in with the police to try to find out where the fight had been. The police answered that they found no evidence of a fight at any of the local bars, and that they were unable to identify who the caller had been. Darren thought about it. Realizing that it could not have been one of the patrons of the bar, he started to think that maybe someone, somewhere, was looking out for him.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Black Cat. Jerry was a newspaper delivery boy for his local area, and he started his days very early. The paper route was a common job for young men back in the day, as some of you may or may not remember. The printers would deliver the morning's newspapers to the newsagents very early in the morning. Then paper boys like Jerry would attend the newsagent to pick up his papers very early in the morning and do his rounds. Jerry was about 13 at the time, and he woke up early as usual to get ready for work. His black pet cat would also get up with him in the morning, and the cat would follow him around as he got ready for work. This morning was no different, and his cat followed him around as he was getting ready. Jerry was standing at the sink in the kitchen, and was washing his hands and preparing a bottle of water for the day. While he did so, he looked out of the kitchen window at the scenery outside. The sun was just barely rising, but it was clear enough for him to be able to see outside, and soon his focus turned to the reflection of the inside of the house. In that window he could see the reflection of everything that was behind him, the rest of the kitchen, the cupboards, pots and pans on the stove, and also a milk bottle on the floor. Next to the reflection of the milk bottle on the floor, he could see the black shape of a cat, which he assumed was his own cat, so didn't pay much attention. After a few seconds of seeing the reflection, he realized that strangely the reflection of the cat appeared to have no distinguishing features, and it wasn't moving at all. It sat there perfectly still. Then he felt a cold shiver run through him as he realized that he could see details of other items in the reflection, down to the branding on the milk and the stove. The black shape of the cat was still in the reflection, and he quickly turned around to look at his cat and call it over, but much to his shock, he saw nothing on the floor next to the milk bottle. He turned back to the glass pane in the window where he had seen the reflection a second ago, but there was no longer anything there. Roadside Encounter. Prakash was driving down the road on the way home in the afternoon. He had driven down this road many times before, and he enjoyed the scenery. As he drove along, he noticed a very attractive young lady standing at a bus stop all alone. This bus stop was on the side of the road. Although happy to admire and move on, he kept driving. He started to think to himself and realized that there would be no buses in the area for some time. And after thinking about it for a few more seconds, it dawned on him that there was the perfect opportunity to talk to an attractive young girl and be a gentleman at the same time. Prakash decided that he would turn around. He pulled over to ask the girl if she needed a lift anywhere, and after a second or two, she replied that she did, and she thanked him. She sat in the car next to him, and they drove off together. On the way, the two mostly talked about the weather and made small talk. They talked about different areas of Fiji, and Prakash asked her where she lived. She told him where her house was, and as it was starting to get a little bit late, instead of leaving her at another location, he offered to take her all the way home. It wasn't too far out of his way, so it wasn't a big deal. He was intrigued by the young lady, and he was happy for some company on the drive. After driving along and finally reaching their destination, Prakash, who was quite taken by the girl, asked her if she would like to meet up for coffee on the weekend. As she was getting out of the car, she told him that he should come on the weekend and pick her up, and she agreed to go for coffee. Prakash had waited eagerly all week for the weekend to come, and when it finally did, he couldn't wait to see her again. He got ready for the day out with the girl and arrived at her house. He knocked on the door, and an older lady answered. Prakash explained to the older lady that he was looking for the young girl, and that they had agreed to go for coffee earlier in the week. The older lady identified herself as the girl's mother, and asked Prakash to come inside and take a seat. She offered him a drink of water, which he politely refused. And then as Prakash waited, the girl's mother brought over a photograph of the young girl. She asked Prakash if the girl he was asking for was the girl in the photo. Prakash was a bit confused by this. After all, she had already identified herself as the mother. Confused, but not wanting to seem rude or impatient, Prakash confirmed that the girl in the photo was the girl he was asking about. He explained how he had given her a lift home earlier in the week, and how they had agreed to go for coffee. The mother apologized to Prakash, and explained that her daughter, the same girl that was in the photo, had passed away 2 years earlier, and that the family were aware that she was getting lifts home from strangers. Confused and afraid, shaking his head in disbelief, he left the house, and he couldn't even bring himself to drive his car again. He actually left the car there outside the lady's house. Then, a few days later, he had the car towed and sold it, and never sat in it again. If we knew what watches us, we'd go insane. Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to listen in next time for more chilling true tales. If you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic, and you won't miss another episode. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.